Hi, Andy.
How we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, what's the difference in your team from the Super Bowl meeting with the Patriots? What are the big differences?
Oh, you know, at this point, it's probably wins and losses. All the way through the Super Bowl run there, and we're just starting to get healthy, and that's a good thing from our end.
You know, you look at the Patriots from that point, they were good, and as you saw that day in Jacksonville, they were very good. But at the same time, they've got better. What's your view of them and where their strengths lie?
I think the obvious obvious improvement was at the wide receiver position, and they've added a couple linebackers, veteran linebackers in there. And Bill and Scott have done a great job of putting that thing together, and obviously have a good owner to be able to do that, and Mr. Kraft's a heck of an owner.
Right.
And Andy, what's the mindset of a coach when you play a team as good as the Patriots? Is it a personal challenge? Is it like throwing your hands up? Oh my God, what am I going to do with this? Are you excited about it? How does a coach react to that?
To play in New England?
Yeah, to play a team that's undefeated, that's 10-0. What is a coach's mindset going into that for preparation?
You know, every week, I take it as a privilege to play against anybody in the National Football League and a coach in the National Football League. So this is no different. Very seldom, however, do you get to play against a team that's 10-0. I mean, that's and very well deserving of that. So, I think the thing you find that's universal with the players in the National Football League is they like to compete, and I think the coaches like to compete. So, you've got to worry. There's no time to. You got to spend so much time getting yourselves prepared to play each week that you can't get caught up in all the other stuff.
But does it stimulate you intellectually to be able to mastermind a scheme against a team that's 10-0?
We try to do that every week. That's what we try to do. And they're doing it very well, and so it presents you a great challenge. And look forward to that.
Andy, the Tuesday prior to that Super Bowl, your owner Jeffrey Lurie was talking about kind of picking up a lot of the things the Patriots had done to organizationally and to have success with it. Do you still maintain that kind of blueprint?
Jeff Lurie is a phenomenal owner. I'm very fortunate to work for him. And, I'm partial. I think he's the best in the National Football League. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly what he said back then. We've kind of tried to do it our way and be a model of it that way. And I'm not sure we've patterned it after anybody else necessarily. We just tried to tried to do what we do best and stick with that and work real hard.
One of the constants, of course, since that. Since that game is Brady, he's played unbelievable. Can you touch on his performance and his rise as one of the great players in this league?
A lot of respect for Tom. He's playing as well as any quarterback playing right now. I think Brett Favre's probably up there, and Peyton's up there too, and. They're having a lot of success right now. So, they're doing a Tom's playing as good football as anybody's played though right now, and it's a tribute to him because he works so stinking hard at it. And it's not something that he didn't rest on his laurels at all. He continues to try to get better every year.
How much better is he now than he was in that Super Bowl game?
I think he's obviously better just with experience, but I also think he has better people around him to throw to, and so that's that raises your game just even another notch.
Yeah. You've got a guy on your team that constantly performs at a high level, and he's the leading all-purpose rusher, catcher, whatever he is Westbrook. He's been a terrific player for you. High or low, he's always been a guy you can count on, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, he is. He's a real smart guy, real good football player. You can do a lot of things with him, move him around. I'd say likewise, he's had a good quarterback to work with over the years here. Donovan's been banged up just a little bit. I've always kept Donovan right in that same category that I kept those other guys in. Healthy and that's those two play off of each other. They really work well together.
Andy, do you think that Brian Westbrook is a little bit underrated? I mean, when people list the elite backs in the league, they don't list Brian too often.
I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I just have a hard time believing that anybody's doing it better at that position right now than what Brian's doing. I think he's just playing great football. And I'm saying from picking up blitzes to running the football, from catching the football, I have a hard time believing anybody's doing it better than he is right now.
What kind of a challenge is it for your secondary to match up with this receiving core?
That's a heck of a challenge. That's there's some really good receivers there. Well, I'm stating the obvious, but and they've got a good quarterback to throw to them. So, keep yourself very close to those receivers, or they're gonna gash you.
Do you see any similarity in terms of the impact that Moss has had here with the impact that Terrell Owens had when you brought him in that first year?
I would say that the thing that's similar is, Tom feels like he can put the ball up, and he might be thrown into coverage a little bit, but he trusts that Randy's going to make the play, and that's how Donovan felt with Tio.
How much does that allow you to expand your offense, or how much easier does that make it to craft a game plan when you can go to that well?
Yeah, everything's not going to be perfect the way you draw it up. So if you have a guy that you can trust, and defense, the defense is, they're trying to stop you. So they might have one or two guys on your primary receivers and playing good coverage. And if you have that trust that you can throw the football up there and he can make a play on it, I mean, that helps you as a quarterback.
Does that help the whole mental outlook of the team, knowing that you brought in a weapon like that?
I think it does. I think it does. I think it's a positive.
Andy, is this Patriots offense now? I mean, is this the best offense that you've ever seen?
I got asked that in my press conference here, and I have a hard, I haven't thought about it much, but I have a hard time, as I think of it, thinking of anybody that's done it better for 10 games than what the Patriots have done right now. So, I guess, everything seems a little more poignant when you're sitting here having to play them and they're doing it at the present. But there have been some good offenses before, but they're doing it very well right now.
Andy, knowing that the Patriots were on your schedule, when you saw them trade for Moss, did you think about what a Brady to Moss combo would be, or did you figure to worry about that when November rolled around?
I thought it was a great move. I stay in touch with Bill, and I know when I talked to him just after he did it, and I thought it was a smart move. I think Randy and Tom, where Tom is in his career, he and Randy would get along great, and that's what's happened, and they've got a nice little thing going right now.
Andy, from what you've seen on film of the Patriots, why haven't opposing teams been able to put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady?
Got a pretty good offensive line, and then they'll if they need to hold extra people in, they hold extra people in for protection purposes. But that offensive line, I think they do a heck of a job. Dante Scarnecchia is one of the best in the business at what he does, teaching, and then he has some good players there.
Do you see any way that you can beat the Patriots unless you put pressure on him, and lots of pressure?
Well, you know, you have to be able to put the pressure on him. I think that's probably, you know, most quarterbacks in this league, if you're playing a 7-on-7 game, they're going to win. So somehow you've got to find a way to put pressure on him. He's pretty good with pressure, though, too, but you've got to try to do that, yeah.
Do you see similarities between Brian Dawkins and Rodney Harrison? They seem to be similar type players.
Yeah, they both love to play the game. They're both fun to watch. Both take your head off if you come across the middle. They're tough guys, man. So, they're good football players, both of them.
It would also seem like, you know, you guys can do a lot of things with Brian that they can do here with Roddy. Maybe using him as like a pseudo linebacker, but he can still cover. I mean, how much flexibility does that give you when you have a safety that can fill all those roles?
I think it's important. And they do the same thing with Vrabel. They let him play on offense, and that's I think that's a good quality to have, and get the most out of the players there.
That Detroit game that you had in week three, 56-21, that was kind of like the type of game the Patriots are having almost every week here. How rare is that? I mean, putting the Patriots aside, it seemed like it's kind of rare to have a game offensively where everything works almost perfectly. What about that game was different than the rest of your season offensively?
Well, we've been up and down a little bit personnel-wise, just with people being healthy and people being injured. So, we kind of got everybody back there, and then we got a couple guys nicked up there. So, but everything clicked and it worked, and it was a nice game for us and that. But we're getting ourselves kind of back. Back moving here in the right direction, and we'll just we'll see how we do it against the football team.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate the time.
Great. Thanks a lot. Yep. Bye-bye.